In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, we have finally had come to the time of the resurrection of the Lord. We heard already the gospel about the resurrection of the Lord. And as you can see, everything in the church has now become white. It's all in the white, even though we still have the Voshenitsa, or the body of the Lord laid out for us to venerate, and we still have to go through a little more of the services. Tonight we're going to have the readings of the Acts of the Apostles, and there's still whoever didn't go to confession yet and want to receive communion for the Pascha, and then we can still have a chance to do that, my beloved. What did we go through yesterday, last night? Last night we went through the matins, service of matins, and during the service of the matins there was a special singing, and it was intervened with the 17th Kafisma. We had, most of it was the crying of the Mother of God, seeing her son being crucified and being wounded, seeing him being tortured, and knowing, of course, that he was doing all that because of me, because of you. He was tortured. He was tortured because of our sins, because he wanted to free us from these sins, because he knew that the Lord, his Father, had sent him here to pay our debts, to take off the curse from our sins that we have committed. My beloved, this is the love that the Lord has shown us. He had shown us the love, and his mother, even though she had absolutely no pain when he was born, and she had to go through the terrible pain that she felt seeing her son being suffering on the cross, being mocked and being beaten, and finally dying on the cross, and then being taken off the cross, being put in the tomb, my beloved. And yet she has not turned on us, and yet her heart is filled with love for us. And of course, she had only prayed for all of us, and continues to pray for us, and asking the Lord to forgive us for what we have done to him, as she forgives us, because she had picked up that spirit of love from the Lord himself, because this is what he did, that he did and what he does. He had forgiving us our sins and wanted to pay the debts to his Father because of our breaking of the laws that we have done, my beloved. This is what the real love is. This is what real love that the Lord has shown us. He shown us this love so that we will learn how to love one another. You and me, we have to learn to carry the burdens of each other. We have to learn to carry the burdens at least in one little bit compared to what the Lord had done with us. Let's love one another. Let's carry the burdens of each other. If you see your brother or your sister or your husband or your wife committing a sin and doing something even against you, doing something what the soldiers did to the Lord, stabbing you and with a spear or beating you and hitting you on the head, spitting upon you, doing all kinds of terrible things to you, Don't turn on the person. Don't start hating him. You don't want anybody to hate you, and so don't dare to hate anybody else. You want everybody to forgive you if you do something wrong, so you forgive everybody. be merciful, you, because you want people to be merciful to you. You want people to be merciful as God is merciful to us. And my beloved, and this is what you and me have to learn. We have to learn to live according to the gospel. The Lord gave us the rules. The Lord gave us the rules, not only to love those who love us. He says, everybody, the pagans, and everybody else does that too. They love those who love them. But you and I, we have to love our enemies. Those who hate us, we have to love them. Of course, there is an exception, and that exception is the one that has horns. And the ones that have horns, of course, I don't mean the goats or the elks or the animals that have horns, the cows and then bulls and so on. I mean it's the ones that are unseen, the spirits, the fallen spirits, those who used to be angels, and they have fallen because they have taken over, the pride had taken over them, and they decided that they don't need God, that they can be on their own. And of course, these are the ones we have to hate. They hate us. They want our damnation. They want to bring us all to hell, to take us away from the Lord, as they have left the Lord, and they want us to leave the Lord. My beloved, we also have to hate something else, and we have to hate this sin. We have to hate the sin, enough to hate the sin that we would rather die, but we will not commit that sin again. And this is very, very important if we do that, my beloved. But never hate our brother. Never hate your wife or your husband or your children or your grandparents or your neighbors, because then you will only fall right into the clutches of the enemy, because then you will start falling for the trickery of the enemy and start doing his bid, not the bid of the Lord, and you will be straying away, going further and further away from the Lord. This is not what we want. This is not what we want. My beloved, you and me, we want to follow the Lord. We want to follow the Lord and to be able to, through his merit, through his love, to be able to attain the kingdom of heaven that he promises, where there will be no more sickness, no more sorrows. So accept, let's accept the crosses, whatever crosses the Lord will send. Whether it is a stabbing from your brother or from your loved one, whether there is a spitting, whether there is a maligning, of whatever, with great sicknesses that may befall you, or famines, or other troubles, let's accept whatever the Lord sends us, and accept it and believe that this is a cross that the Lord gave us so that we can pick it up voluntarily and then follow after him into the kingdom of heaven. Remember how heavy the cross was for the Lord to have picked up, and that finally he fell under it, and then somebody else was given to carry it, to continue to carry that cross for the crucifixion. My beloved, the Lord is our God, is God of love, and he wants you and me to learn to have that love so that we'll be able to be with him at all times and with all the heavenly dwellers, and so that we'll be able to really embrace each other and to always to forgive each other and be able to happy having the union with each other, knowing that we belong to Christ, that we are all the children of our God the Father, and that he loves us so that he had allowed or requested, and the Lord had done the bidding of his Father. He came on this earth to suffer throughout all his life here, and to finally to be mocked and crucified and beaten and done all those things that you have heard in the gospel readings that we had a couple of days ago, 12 times when we read all the terrible things that happened to the Lord. Soften your heart. Let's you and me soften our heart. Let's make sure that our heart will start to feel the hurts of your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors. But most of all, it has to start with the feeling the pain that the Lord went for you and that the saints had endured for the Lord. And then you'll be able to truly find peace in your heart when your heart is going to respond to the sorrows of others. When you be sorrowful, and when you see somebody rejoicing, you'll be able to rejoice. And then you will truly be able to find finally peace, the peace that the Lord will give you for accepting the cross. For the Lord says, pick up your cross and follow me. And where is the Lord leading us to? To the kingdom of heaven. And we have a few more hours, and we will be able to hear the great songs of the resurrection with the Lord. We will be able to shout loudly, Christ is risen, truly he is risen, and be able to rejoice. This celebration of this holiday is the longest of the year, and we'll have for 40 days we'll be celebrating until the ascension. May God give all of us that peace that is needed, and to spend these few hours left without getting ourselves into trouble with our tongue, without wounding anybody with saying something wrong, or without breaking and without breaking the fasting rule that is set upon us. May God bless us and give us the joy that will finally go into the joy of the eternal life. Amen.